Before we go into today's incredible podcast, I have a quick public service announcement, especially if you have a child under 10. VFriends is happy to announce right now, our new book is available for pre-sale, coming out this July, the first VFriends book called Meet Me in the Middle, with the VFriends characters, the Patient Pig and the Eager Eagle starring, is available. Please go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, or your favorite bookstore and search right now on the internet, Meet Me in the Middle, VFriends, and you'll be able to find it. GaryVee.com, GaryVee.com/Meet Me in the Middle. Go check that out right now. We will send you for your ability to pre-order the best kids book of the year, according to Tamara Vaynerchuk, my mom. We've been obviously flirting this for a long time, and I hope you all check it out. And really, genuinely, I think a lot of kids need to learn the middle. Balance is very hard in today's world, and this book, I think, will put a lot of your youngsters on the right path of trying to find their balance between being eager and ambitious and trying to make things happen, but also learning the virtues of patience. And on the flip side, maybe giving a little boost to some of your youngers as they fall in love with the eager eagle and start pushing to new heights. And so, one last time, GaryVee.com/meet me in the middle. And by the way, if you pre-order, please tweet me at GaryVee and tell me you have and show me a picture of you clicking the button or something. Anyway, here's the podcast. Thank you. We're excited.
Attention is the number one asset.
Everybody wants to help the world, but then they want to make it complicated and build like a $7 trillion app that costs a lot of money and is slow and takes 9 months and raise capital and find a fucking development partner. It's all fucking impractical. Take your fucking phone, flip it to your fucking beautiful face and fucking tell somebody something.
How do you stay focused and keep yourself on task to achieve more overall success?
Just in general, in the macro?
Specifically?
Yeah, take the notepad away, like on some real shit. Do you find yourself not being able to stay focused?
Yeah, definitely.
Have you thought about the fact that you just might not like what you're doing?
I did think about that, but I think I heard Jay Shetty say it. It may not be that you lack passion, maybe that you lack a calendar. And so I think that's really the problem, because I definitely like love what I'm doing. I work at Nickelodeon, I'm an animator.
That's awesome.
What's up?
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I love it.
and so what's happening? Like, you also might love the craft of animation, you just might not love the structure of Nickelodeon.
It's not really so much at work, it's more after work.
Well, what do you want to happen after work?
I want to get more things done with the time that I have after work. So I want to work on personal animation projects of my own. And outside of animation too, I want to get other things done. Like I kind of want to make a podcast or write an app or something towards like some kind of meditation, self-development kind of app.
And so what
other passions that I have.
So what happens? You get home and you just fucking want to watch TV and like video games and chill and talk to friends. Like, you don't get going.
Well, so I have a 3-hour commute to and from work.
Okay.
And then at work, I'm usually there 8 to 9 hours. So I usually don't get home until around 8 o'clock.
Makes sense.
And at that point, it's like, I need to go to sleep around 11:30 so I can wake up to do it all over again.
Of course.
So I always feel like I get home, I eat dinner. Maybe I do a little, you know, talk to my family, maybe something else enjoyable, but I don't feel like I have the time to be productive, or even actually sometimes I don't have the time to do things that I like to do, like just fun things. So it's kind of like trying to find, like I'm trying to find a balance of being able to be productive, but still have time for other things. Yet it seems like I can't do either.
Makes a lot of sense. Have you considered rooming with like 3 people in like a shitty apartment closer to Nickelodeon?
I lived in Manhattan. I live in New York, which is where I work. So I lived in Manhattan, which was only 15 minutes away by bike.
Too expensive.
Say that again?
Was it too expensive?
Well, I did it for 2 years, and at some point, it became too expensive. So I decided to move back with my family in the Bronx. It's a little further, but I save a lot more money. Mm-hmm. But I did do that for 2 years, and it was still like, even though I got a lot of time, it still made it difficult.
Why does the Bronx take 3 hours to commute? Or are you saying an hour and a half each way?
Hour and a half each way.
Got it.
Yeah.
So, but that, so what time do you leave work?
Usually 6:30.
Got it. Yeah. I mean, look, I think there's a couple things that run through. What about weekends? What are you doing on the weekend?
Usually I have the weekends free, but I usually like to spend them with my girlfriend or my family.
Fair enough.
But I mean, that's, again, it's like, it's a difficult thing because I want to spend time with my family and my girlfriend and my friends, but I want to have that time to get things done.
The biggest thing that I think, how old are you?
23.
Yeah. You know, my answer, and I'm sure Jay's answer makes sense, and I'm sure a lot of people have answers. My answer is, I think you're beating yourself up too much. I think you're being impatient for the side stuff.
Okay.
Like, you know, I didn't really start like doing what I needed to be doing for myself until I was 34 with Vayner, right? Like, I was kind of in the liquor store building a business from my family. So I'm just thinking at 23 in a world where you do want to spend time with friends and family, which you think is healthy, when you do have a job that you actually like and you're good at, pay bills, like save money, that's smart. You're back home. I love that, the humility to do that. Like, I kind of like everything you're doing, except I think you might just be impatient and might be beating yourself up too much. Like, why can't you do the other things that you want at 32? I'm being serious now. 32 is a fucking child.
Yeah. No, I've always thought that...
When you're 23, it's hard to think 32 is a child.
Yeah. I've always thought that when I get to my 20s, I'm like, oh my God, things are running out of time. And then I see your videos and I'm always like, whoa, chill. Like, I'm not even close to 30 yet. I have so much time. So you know, I definitely think that way.
I feel like I have unlimited time. I'm 44. I'm double your fucking age. You know, like, I think you need to slow down you beating yourself up. If you start a podcast in 2 years, that would be super young and super early. Mm. I think you're overanalyzing and beating yourself up too much.
Okay.
I really do. Like, I get that you want to do side projects and start a podcast and build a fucking app, and we all have ambitions, but when it starts turning into something that's negative, like, ambition is a very interesting game. I watch people convert ambition like a chemical into something very negative, and I see people turning it into something very positive. I think you need to try to convert it into, like, that you don't suck and you're unmotivated and you fucking need meditation or drug or like a fucking cult to be a part of. Like, you need to just take a step back and fucking realize you're doing so much. Bro, you just laid down some real fucking shit that I respect. You're working hard at a craft that you like. You had the humility to move back in with your family at a young age to be thoughtful about saving money. You're meaningfully spending time with friends, family, and your girlfriend. You're doing a ton of shit right. I'm sorry that you haven't fucking started the great fucking next meditation app yet or the fucking number one podcast. I'm sorry that you're not Calm or fucking Joe Rogan yet, but you're fucking 23.
Yeah.
Take a step back and realize how many things you're doing that are smart and give yourself a little bit of breathing room. Like save some money, enjoy your early 20s. You can start getting serious at 42, let alone 27. You need to slow it down. Your ambition or ideology is creating anxiety that it doesn't need to create in a world where you're gonna live for, and let me say it slowly to your face, another fucking 90 years.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, thank you for saying all that.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get it. I feel like that is what I do. I feel like I can see it myself.
Okay.
And I gotta slow down with like being impatient about like, I want to get things done, right? But like, what do you think I should do until then to at least feel like the time that I have after work is still something productive?
Realize that relaxation is productive. Realize that, you know, just like in like kind of like slowing down a little bit, catching up with friends at 8:30 is a fucking good productive thing. Like, productivity doesn't have to come in the form of the output of a business thing or an output of a making of something. It might just, productivity for your soul and for your humanity is fucking great.
Yeah.
And by the way, the weekends, you might be able to find 3 hours to be, because you're pot committed to 48 hours.
That's the thing is, so I'll see my girlfriend usually sometimes 2.5 days of the three-day weekend, you know?
Makes sense.
I don't see her during the weekdays much. I want to spend that time with her. But when I get home, let's say it's like Sunday end of Sunday, I'm like, okay, I have a few hours left in this day. But then at this point, it's like, I feel like it's me that's getting in the way, because it's not that I don't have time in that situation. It's that I can't get myself to just sit down and do something.
Stop beating yourself up and realize that right this second at 23, a fucking child, you're just not motivated to do the podcast or the app yet. Mm. It's okay.
Okay.
One of the greatest strengths that I have is not beating myself up. I have plenty of times where I can just like take a whole year and not be as productive as I want, or misoperate the business for a year. Like, just don't beat yourself up. Like, you will do it when you're ready and you want to.
Mm. Okay.
You know what I mean? Or, yeah. You know, I would spend that time, I would take downtime into consuming information that might lead to an unlock for you. But don't think of this as a negative, dude.
Mm, okay.
Enough with that. Like, mm-hmm. You're not lazy. You're not unmotivated. You don't have a blockage. Like, you just don't want to do it right now.
I don't know. I think I really want to do it, but I don't know.
You don't. You think you want, the ideology is to do it. Mm-hmm. But your actions over words, bro. If you wanted to do a podcast, you'd fucking run after hanging out with your girlfriend on Sunday at 4 p.m. and come in and fucking build your podcast. Mm-hmm. You like the idea of the podcast. You like the idea of the app. You like the idea, but right now you don't want to do it.
So you think I want to do it, just not yet?
Maybe. I also am scared that you want to do it because theoretically it looks good to you and your ideology versus it's actually in your fucking soul.
I don't know. I mean, I'm an animator at Nickelodeon, which is great. I love animation. Huge. But I think my real passion is actually helping people and...
Then focus on content. Let's start there.
Okay.
Like, let's focus on TikTok. Lay in your bed Sunday afternoon, literally flip the phone, fuck the lighting, look at how shitty our both settings are right now, and just talk to the fucking kids. You want to help people? There's an unlimited amount of kids on TikTok. There's an unlimited amount of opportunity right now on TikTok to get organic reach when nobody knows who the fuck you are. There's an unlimited opportunity for you to look at the trending hashtags, pick one, figure out how you want to talk about it, and tell kid a story about how at 23 right now you're struggling, and I know you're 16 and I'm still a kid, and I talked to Gary Vee last week, and you want to help people? Good news. It's called flip your fucking camera around and talk to the fucking world on TikTok specifically, because you'll get reach. Because that platform still has organic reach, and you'll be able to help a bunch of kids, and you were just a kid 4 minutes ago. Talk. Right? Everybody wants to help the world, but then they want to make it complicated and build like a $7 trillion app that costs a lot of money and is slow and takes 9 months and raise capital and find a fucking development partner. It's all fucking unpractical. Take your fucking phone, flip it to your fucking beautiful face, and fucking tell somebody something.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Scratch that itch. If you like me, if you like Shetty, like I get it. I'm listening to you, right? Cool. Try it. Just tell a story. Right now, people should tell stories. Tell a fucking story on TikTok. Call it story time, right? With fucking Matt. You know, and just tell a story. Be like, hey, when I was 16, this fucked up thing happened and I got through it. And you can too. And that just might help one fucking kid on the other side. And then you'll scratch the itch of helping.
Mm, okay.
All right, bet.
I just wanted to say one more thing. My brother, he's a huge fan of you too. He wanted me to ask you a question.
Okay. Cause I got a lot.
Quick. He just wanted to know, how would you recommend balancing, having fun with school and work and all, anything that needs to be, you know, something you need to have to do.
You guys clearly share DNA. This is about
it's similar. Yeah. It's a very similar question, but, imagining it's not from my situation where it's just, he has a lot of things to do, and it's not that he doesn't have the drive for something else. It's just, how does he actually find time between things, I guess, is what he wants to show.
You guys share DNA. This is about judgment. I'm telling you about judgment about yourself. You know what I mean? Like, you got to take a step back, and the answer is like, whatever, let it go. Like, don't overanalyze balance. Just fucking live life and stop fucking overthinking shit. For who? For what?
Okay. All right, thank you.